going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. The
Score. This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
B+.
Nice work.
Get A's. At my old school, I got so many A's, the teachers didn't even check my work.
Maybe that's why you got so many A's.
We're not just handing out A's around here, I can tell you that right now. You gotta earn an A to get an A up here. And I don't know what the end season grade will be for various position players, pitchers, coaches, managers, GMs, front office members of the Chicago Cubs. But I will say this, they're in first place in the National League Central. If the playoffs started today, there'd be some A's handed out because guess what? The goal is to get to the playoffs. You can't win the World Series if you're not in the playoffs. And with that in mind, here on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla, it is time to give out some midterm grades. 81 games down, 81 games to go for the Cubs. And now we welcome the men from behind the glass to just throw us a name. And I want to remind the people at home, you can get on this too. Text us. We will read your texts. Call us. We will take your calls. 312-644-6767. Do you think our grades are up to par when we hand them out? Or do you disagree? Let us know. I don't even know if Mark and I are going to agree on some of these. But let's go.
The first player we are going to give a grade to, I would say he's been the best player of the team this year. That'd be Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA.
So for PCA, the man who's on pace to be a 40-40 guy, the man whose outfield defense dazzles just about every game, I'm giving him an A+. And here's why it's an A+. It's an A+ because he's been the best player. And when I say best, I really mean electric player. The plus is for the razzle-dazzle that he puts with his game. Because I could have just said A straight up. But I wanted the plus because if he does what he's done to this point, for the rest of the season, he's going to be in the top three in MVP voting in the National League.
Like the little spin move he did when he forgot how many outs there were? Is that part of the fancy that you're talking about?
No, that's not
it. Is that part of the
fancy?
Everybody
makes mistakes. Craig Counsell explained it. Every year he said he used to forget how many outs there were at least once.
Oh, so he cured you of your PCA anger.
I wasn't angry at PCA. I was like, you better not bench PCA. That was my official stance on PCA.
Yeah, but you were all like, he ruined this game. And
he did ruin the game. That's why they lost.
Okay.
In my mind, that he was the biggest contributing, actually, second biggest contributing factor to the loss, because starting pitching is still a thing.
Yeah, it's been a problem. But no, I hear you. A+, that's not crazy for. I didn't know we were necessarily doing pluses.
Oh, okay.
So no, that's cool. I'm just not ready to give out an A+. I am not. I was not emotionally or mentally prepared. I will give PCA an A. I mean, how can you not? Of course, PCA. Get it? PCA has 61 RBIs this year. PCA, in a league that doesn't get a lot of average anymore, is hitting 272. He has an on-base percentage over 300. He is slugging 556 right now. He steals bases. He plays outstanding outfield, like you said. I don't really think I have to go through any more bullet points. That's a straight-A student right there, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Okay. Do the guys behind the glass agree? Or do you have any issues? Just let us know if you have an issue with anything that we're saying.
We will chime in with objections if there are any.
Would you guys put the plus on there? That's what I do want to know.
I'm putting a plus on there.
Ray?
I would put a plus, to be honest, because he has, Pete Crow Armstrong has transcended what my expectations, at least. So that's why I put the plus on there.
Do you know how hard it is to be the leading vote getter at outfield in either league?
No, I mean, look, I gave him an A. Okay. Maybe by the end of the segment, I will be prepared to add the plus.
I'm sure I could twist your arm, except for you're too far away. I can't quite reach you.
That's why I sit over here, man.
Makes sense.
And?
All right, so we're going to move on to our next player, and forgive the pun, but I'm going to throw a curveball your way here. We just saw the man return to the mound yesterday, Shota Imanaga.
Ooh, this is good. This is good. This is like,
is a good one.
This is like when you get mono, right, and you're out for an extended period of time.
Go on.
And
cook.
Your teachers are sending you all your classwork, and you know, because we have electronic devices now, you can submit your work without having to actually go to school, and you're online learning. And then they're like, you know what? We have a really big test. We need you to come in. It's this group project that you've been working on with your teammates, and we need you to come in for this one. And you're like, that's great, because guess what? Just went back to the doctor. The mono is clear. I think I could do it. And then you go out and you deliver a group project that wows everyone in the class. And that's what Shota Imanaga did yesterday with the help of his teammates. He got the run support, and it could have been just one run, and he would have been good with it. Michael Bush hit a homer. That's all I need. We're getting the dub, and so am I. And that's why I'm 29-9. We are 29-9 as a team when I take the mound. Shota Imanaga, I give him a straight up A.
Strong. Wow, man. All right. Shota Imanaga has been great. We know exactly how valuable he is. I watched every inning of that game yesterday as well. Mr. Grody, though.
Oh, here we go.
Is, boy, you're drinking more of the Kool-Aid than I am. I thought I was the Cubs Kool-Aid drinker.
They just started off with two A players. What do you want me to do?
On this show, I'm going to go B plus for Shota Imanaga, and here's why. Here's 10 reasons why. No, the reason he got hurt. He wasn't available for a little while. I do have to take off a little bit of, and availability is huge, man. Be around, be available. So I have to downgrade him just for that reason. It's a B-plus for Shota Imanaga. Objections?
I would say that, you know, him getting mono is out. That'd be bad as well. Sorry. That was an amazing analogy right there.
But Cook, Marshall, Cook.
Yeah. I don't give him an A because, I mean, his hamstring didn't hold up.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, Bob Tree.
It's not his fault, but it's like, you know, he missed a couple assignments.
All right. 708 on the text line. Shota should get an I for incomplete. But had he been here performing all year long like he did yesterday, it would be an A. Also, 630, weirdest analogy ever, Marshall. No, I think mono is one of those things that keeps you out, but you can continue to do your work. He did his rehab work. He just couldn't be a part of the team. And when he came back, it was like he never left.
Have you guys ever had mono?
No.
I don't think I have.
No.
The kissing disease?
I did have a girl who I had kissed have mono, and I got freaked out, but I did not have mono.
It's pretty cool at a certain age to get mono, because that means you're kissing babes.
Yeah, I get chicks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, bro, I got this STD.
Call us, Texas, 312-644-6767 if you have a problem with the A-plus for Pico Armstrong, the A, or the B-plus for Shota Imanaga.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
I got to go, just so you know. I do object slightly to the B.
Plus, Ray.
Plus.
Keep up.
I'm doing A minus because, you know, look, he's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great. Yes.
Why
he
not
got
an A,
hurt.
Ray? Why not an A?
The A minus because, yeah, he missed significant time.
See?
So I'm going A minus, but I'm still giving that man an A.
We are doing Cubs midterm grades here on Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla, 670 the score. Let us know what you think. Availability is an ability. Actually, the best ability is availability. So 779, you're right. B plus for Shota is fair.
Thank you. I just
refuse to believe that he doesn't deserve an A. He's an A student. He deserves an A.
You just wanted to leave for the summer. You're like one of those teachers, like, just get me out of here. Here's your A's. Like whatever. You don't care.
What else y'all got?
The next player. He was supposed to be in right field this year, and then Kyle Tucker came in. He's our DH. It is Seiya Suzuki. What grade are you giving Seiya Suzuki?
Seiya Suzuki gets a B plus.
What? Go B plus on him?
Seiya Suzuki gets a B plus.
What? You just didn't want to give three straight A's, did you?
No, that's not it. I think Seiya Suzuki deserves a B plus.
What?
So here's the thing with Seiya. He's having a great year. The best year he's had since coming and being a part of the major leagues. His WAR is at 1.5, which I can now project that out simply because math gets a lot easier when you're talking about half a season. It projects out to be a 3. That would actually be his third lowest WAR, or third lowest WAR in his four seasons with the Cubs.
Okay.
He was a 3.2 WAR in 2023, a 3.5 WAR last year.
Okay.
While he does have a National League leading 67 RBI, and he's already tied his career high 81 games into the season with 21, I will say this, that batting average is a little down. That on-base percentage, career 347, only 313 this year. But the OPS plus, it's 140. If I felt better about him in the outfield, he would get an A, but B plus. It's boarding on an A minus.
Yeah.
It's a strong B plus.
Okay.
But you said what? Like B plus?
No, I think he gets an A. I mean, he just like.
Straight up?
Straight up. Like all of his home runs have felt big this year. Like I don't have it in front of me, but like multiple home runs with men on base. And, like just devastating hits. Like situationally, Seiya Suzuki has been so good this year for the Cubs. And this, just to see the slug come out and play this year. I've always appreciated how hard Seiya Suzuki hits the ball, but eventually you would prefer that it not just go off the wall, that it go over the wall, and it has done that 21 times this year. You mentioned the 67 RBIs so far this year. I still think RBIs are cool. I know like once a year we have to have the debate over RBIs and whether or not that should still be a prominent part of the way we evaluate guys. I still think it's pretty important.
Okay, and the
so
other
a,
thing I'll say
it's
is
an A for
he hits
Seiya.
The ball really hard, but that's also led to 8 double plays, which is tying his career high already and grounding into double plays with 8 because he hits the ball hard right at people sometimes.
This is like an arbitration hearing. You're tearing this guy apart.
I'm not tearing him down.
Like you're trying to give
B-plus
him less
is a
money,
good
man.
Grade.
I know, but you just keep adding
okay,
to the tearing
Okay, Lisa Simpson,
like,
I know. B-plus isn't what you wanted, but sometimes that's what you get.
The way you're calling it, he's down to a C-plus.
If you're my teacher, that would have been terrifying. Like I'm telling my mom, like I swear I learned a lot.
Marshall was a straight-A student, too. So I
had
guess
a point.
That...
I was not a straight-A student for a long time.
Oh, you weren't? Okay, never mind. I gave you too much credit.
I did not apply myself, as I believe the term.
It's a waste of a brain. Guys, any comments on that?
Well, I'm going to go with the... I agree with the B-plus here. I'm going B-plus on Seiya because sometimes, obviously, as we have seen... Look, there haven't been, like, horrible plays as in years past with Seiya in the outfield, but it ain't been perfect when he's in the outfield either.
Never is.
Yeah,
he misses the first step every time.
And I acknowledge it's tough to be out there and you're going in left and you're going in right on some days because you know you're giving guys rest days. But yeah, B plus. But
779 B plus is fair for Seiya as well. Strikeouts are up. He's not contributing in the field anymore. Grade is justified. Thank you very much, 779.
I give an A minus because after Cody Bellinger was out, I was like, oh boy, like what is Seiya going to do? And Seiya stepped up, and I give him credit for doing so. And he handled going to DH with class, and we see what happened with Rafael Devers. Didn't go very well, so I give bonus points to Seiya Suzuki for that.
Those situations are not very similar because the way they treated Rafael Devers is wild.
I understand, but to have the communication to be egoless and still go out and hit dingers, shout out Seiya Suzuki.
Grody. This is from the 773 Grody. I'll keep the spirit of Bernstein alive. RBI is meaningless. WRC plus is where it's at. Got it? I do like WRC. It is a thing. That doesn't mean that I don't like both of them, but hey, man, I've been around a long time. RBIs were always cool, and I can't get them to not be cool.
Raheemian Harris continues with more Cubs grades. Mark Grody in for Layla. Let's go.
All right. This is a big one, guys. A big grading here.
Yes.
Kyle Tucker.
Ooh. Kyle Tucker.
King Tuck.
Kyle Tucker gets an A straight
up. Yeah, he gets an A. Straight absolutely.
Up. I think I don't even think we need to discuss
this. Come on, man.
He's an A. He's
I don't
still
care.
Livered.
Even when he's slumping, like he's still the guy. He's the coolest cat on that team in terms of his approach at the plate. It's just... He had a bad at bat yesterday, now that I think about it. Like,
it's funny.
He was baffled by curveballs, and I think it was his first at bat. But most of the time, he's like the most trustworthy guy at the plate, and that includes PCA.
The great thing about Kyle Tucker, this is how you know how good he is, when he does, like, you know, strike out, you're like, oh, I can't believe Kyle Tucker is out here striking
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
How horrible.
It stood out yesterday.
Even though he's got
yesterday.
More walks than strikeouts.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, he's been everything that he was advertised to be, and sometimes you got to look closely to see it.
It's an easy A for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
It's an A as well, I agree. But
no plus, though.
I
no
would. That's. Too. I was just going to tell you why I do not give the plus. Let me not speak ill of the man who came and put has impacted the entire Cubs lineup to where everybody's producing because they feel comfortable because of this guy. But we've talked about this on the show throughout the season. It ain't been perfect in the outfield for Kyle Tucker
that's
either.
A good point.
There's been some odd moments with Kyle Tucker in the outfield. So it's still an A.
Yeah.
Big impact.
And this spring training, what a joke. He was terrible in spring training.
I can't remember that far back.
No, he really wasn't.
Oh, that's
training.
The
I'm
thing.
Kidding,
people were some people, you know, on social media and otherwise
can
on the text line were a little concerned.
It was jarring.
About the hitless spring training and look at how meaningless that is.
Well, the two guys that got the most attention were Tucker's really bad spring and the really good spring.
Don't do it.
Tater. Nobody even does anybody remember Gage Workman?
Gage Tater Workman.
That
he'll
does
never
feel
be forgotten.
Like,
that
feels
never
like
be
a
forgotten.
Year ago, though,
he'll
doesn't
never
it?
Be forgotten.
Hey, you guys remember when he went to the White Sox?
Don't do that.
And didn't he say something like, I'm on the right side of town now?
Okay, just stop.
And then he got
Okay, this is personal for me.
I know.
So we've had a lot of A-plus players here. We've had a lot of good grades here.
What you got?
But
what
it's
you
time
got?
To, you know, kind of see who's not doing so well in the class.
The
player here is Dansby Swanson. What grade are you giving Dansby Swanson?
Boy. Well, we kind of talked about this, because I think we know where we stand. I am C-plus with Dansby Swanson, and he gets the C-plus because it's fun to watch that man play defense. But the hitting with runners in scoring position has kind of been embarrassing this year for Dansby Swanson, and he has had like two pretty bad slumps so far this year, and the only time that he was really good is when Craig Counsell was slump-busting him by putting him down in the order. So C-plus, folks.
It's not Dansby Swanson's fault that he gets put in the cleanup spot in the five hole on a regular basis.
It's not your fault.
But it is his fault that in 47 games started in the five hole, he's batting .221. In the six games he's batted cleanup, he's batting .083. That's not good. Also, he's had plenty of opportunities. 91 plate appearances with runners in scoring position. He is 11 for 79 with one double, one triple, and one home run.
Facts.
Not good enough. 28 strikeouts to just 7 walks. I'm giving Dansby Swanson a straight C.
Woo, woo, there he is. All right.
He gives a C for me as well. What he does with runners in scoring position, I don't care how good his defense is. When he's up to the bat, when he's up at the plate, I do not trust him. That sucks.
Okay, so we don't trust him. We're going to continue with the grades. Yeah, I want some of the players that are not so obvious, hopefully, on the other side. If you have an opinion on what you think these grades should be on these certain players, text us 312 or call us 312-644-6767. That's 312-644-6767. We're back with more Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I am the smartest man alive.
So we return with more Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score. It's the halfway point of the season for the Chicago Cubs. They reside in first place in the National League Central, starting a series tonight against the American League West leading Houston Astros. You can catch pregame coverage of that game beginning at 6:35, first pitch at 7:10 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. But we're giving out grades right now because we're at the halfway point. And we got some A's, we got some B's, and then we just threw out a C to one Dansby Swanson because of the lack of offensive production at the plate, specifically with runners in scoring position. What's next as we continue to go through this list?
So the next player you're going to grade, he kind of like joined in the beginning of the year, but then he kind of got sent down a grade, but now he kind of went back up. The player here that you have to grade is third baseman Matt Shaw.
I'm giving Matt Shaw a D+.
Wow.
Matt Shaw a D+. And you're probably wondering, well, that defense has been solid at third base, but one of the reasons we keep talking about a right-handed bat is because there has not been production that has been necessary out of your hot corner. Third base is a power position. Quite frankly, there has been a lack of power from the hot corner from the Cubs so far this season. And I thought Matt Shaw was going to be the answer, and I could still be right on that. It's just that in 172 at-bats, he has 2 home runs, 9 doubles. His slug is .302. His OPS is .596. That's just not good enough.
Batting .215. Yeah.
It's a D+.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the D+. I was thinking about going D, but I'm going to give him the rookie bump. And again, the Cubs put him in this position because of what they didn't get in the offseason with Alex Bregman. So what? And another reason for it is I didn't want to have to worry about that position. And I get it. We all sort of just said, oh, he's fixed. He's fine. He's going to be good. The Cubs now have their third baseman. Now they have to think about that in terms of where you can improve this team offensively. I didn't want the Cubs to be in that position. D+.
Let me just put it to you this way. In April, March, before being sent down, he was batting .172 with a .535 OPS. He came back in May, played 11 games. His slash line was .359, .419, .487. That's a .906 OPS. But since then, he's played 22 games. And he's back down to .173, .225, .253 for the slash.
Cubs have had a history of having third basemen who are really good prospects that played excellent third base but couldn't hit a lick. And those guys like Kevin Ory and Gary Scott of third baseman past didn't cut it because somewhere along the line you've got to hit. D+.
Yeah, Matt Shaw is like the kid who like kind of skipped a grade But now that he's in this new grade, he's finding out, oh, this is a lot more difficult than I thought. I'm a little younger. Like, if he was in the school of the White Sox,
yeah.
I think he would be doing a lot better.
Does the kid have mono? I mean, if we're doing the analogy.
He's had it like eight times.
Let me push back on your White Sox analogy and just tell you
that
Miguel
analogy.
Vargas, if he was the starting third baseman for the Cubs, do you know how much better the Cubs would be?
Oh, my God.
I agree with you there. But if Matt Shaw is expected to produce right now. If he played for the White Sox, it's like, all right, we see potential here. You're fine. You get a little. But, like, he's expected to get good grades right now. Matt Shaw gets a D+.
I'm in the camp with Grody on being just a little slightly more gracious because he is a rookie.
Yeah.
However, the expectations are high. You were given the bump up and the starting third base job, and it was rough on all sides. Offense, defense, you get sent down, he comes back up. Defense has been spectacular. However, offense is unacceptable, man.
And he was whacking the ball all over the place when he first came back. Let's give him that credit.
And what happened? Yeah. What happened?
Well,
it's what happens
again
in the game of baseball. He got it. They adjusted to him.
It's what
the
it
pitchers
is.
Pitchers adjusted to him, and he has yet to adjust. And I hope he will adjust because it's June. There's a lot of baseball left to play. But there's also a trade deadline coming up, and I don't know if third base can even be a concern for the Cubs.
That's exactly it. I hate that we're there again.
He's
we're
on there. A roller coaster of his own right now.
He sure is.
He is, man. It's like the old he's. You know what he's on? He's on the demon, that corkscrew. Like where it's just good, things are very confusing, and you feel like you're about to fall
it's
off
one of, my faves.
Of the roller coaster. Do love the classics, Bears.
Well, you like the corkscrew.
I do.
I think the corkscrew. It's like after I leave the corkscrew, it's immediate headache. Like
really?
That's are you talking about the one at Cedar Point?
Like, no. This one's at the Great America.
Oh, the one at Cedar Point. I leave afterwards, and I have a migraine the rest of the day.
Oh, wow.
I imagine it's got to be similar, right? Same thing.
Well, Farrengol and I are going to hit up Great America together.
I
one
love
of these
roller coasters, by the way.
Oh, do you?
I'm a coaster.
Oh, me
guy.
Too. No. I still try. Actually, I took a few years off. Last summer was the first year that I went in a while, and it's just glorious. Still, clientele's a little shady there, but.
Nothing better than a good three-hour line.
I just want to tell people, you know, I appreciate the texters texting in 312-644-6767. 847, disagree with the D-plus for Shaw. I know he needs to be a better hitter, but also consider how many mistakes were made in the field by other third base while he was down in Iowa.
That's true.
We are not grading on a curve here. I'm not.
Exactly.
We're not grading on a curve.
No, but he's right. I mean, ironically, he has restored some order relative to the Vidal Brujans of the world. Let's just leave it at that.
I thought that texter was going to be in more in line with the camp of Grody and I, and he kind of with the grade he kind of was, but then the logic is just you can't bump someone's grade up because the other guys are terrible.
Relative and curves don't count.
Exactly.
But I see where he's coming from.
Also, A15 giving out an F to Clark the Cub.
What?
Why he doesn't wear any pants. That's from
That's been a lot. You got to do better than that. I mean,
you know what they're telling.
We're in an era where we've all accepted that about him.
All right,
we all accept that. Hey, man, there's been all sorts of funny no clothes things going on Marquee, man. So I got a little treat yesterday if you were watching the game.
Yes,
you guys
indeed.
Know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I sure do. Rooftop action.
Marshall?
Yeah.
What?
We don't need to talk about
that. We will transition from rooftops.
I'm
rated E for everyone.
Okay.
All right, we're getting back to these players and grading them at the midway point. And we're going to go back to the starting rotation. Here's an interesting case for you guys. This is one of the consistent pillars of the Cubs rotation in terms of availability, but I'm interested to know how you grade him, Jameson Taillon.
C. Give him a C. Give him a C. I give him a C. He leads the league in home runs allowed. He's a C.
I'm gonna give him better than that. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna give Jameson Taillon a B- because even though he's been bad in these last two starts, he is part of why the Cubs have been able to maintain what they have maintained, and that is a first place lead in the division to get them back to the point where Shota Imanaga is back and Jed Hoyer is thinking about adding another pitcher or two to make up for Justin Steele. So Jameson Taillon he's good with me, man. He gets a B-.
He's good with you. That 4.47 ERA is good.
Yeah. Well, did you see the five or six starts, I want to say, prior to the Milwaukee start where he didn't give up more than three runs in any of those starts. You don't think that that was a big part of keeping this Cubs team together, even those five starts?
Can I ask you
a question?
I think
that's pretty important and worth a B-.
Can I ask you a question?
I suppose.
How many games over 500 are the Chicago Cubs?
They are 48 and 33. So that would be 43, 10, 14? 15?
Yeah, it'd be 15. Yeah, it'd be 15. I should just told you. Once I asked the question.
You do your little pop quizzes here. We're doing a Marshall pop quiz
here. You said the record. You said 48 and 33. I was like, he's there.
Well, see, that's because you put me on the spot with the math.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
That is your
bad. You were told there would be no math.
That's what I mean. It's you gave me a little math pop quiz.
They're 15 games over 500.
Yeah.
They are 8-8 in Jameson Taillon starts. His ERA is 4.47. He is the definition of average. He's average.
Is it a C an average or a B an average?
C is average. No, C B average. Is above average.
I gave him a B minus for the record.
I said straight up C.
I gave him a B minus as well. Because there was a time, I remember a 5 on a question we had in the past, like, which pitcher do you trust more right now, Boyd or Taillon? And there was a time where it was like, oh, I trust them both very equally at that stretch that you were talking about.
That time has passed.
I kept wondering, like, well, could we be seeing something? I wasn't going to say special out of Taillon. It's only collapsed
and
in the last
Taillon
two
got
games.
Mono.
And then he.
I'm going to go with a C plus. Yes, I understand when you look at the numbers, he has been average, Marshall.
He's been average. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but you got to think about what he did, like to get quality innings out of this man. Even if it was over a six game stretch.
So here's the thing,
and you'd be taking away credit from all of these pitchers who played a big part in maintaining this starting rotation. And Taillon was a big part of it. Big part of it.
You say that, but they're 8-8 in the games in which he starts. It'd be different if they were, let's say, I don't know, 12-4. Not even 12-4. That's too much. If they were 9-7 or 10-6 in the games he starts, they're 8-8 in his starts. And you can look at the ones where he doesn't pitch well. It's not going well. And I might go C plus if he was a guaranteed 5 innings every time. There's been a quarter of those starts, including the last two, in which he has not even made it out of the fifth inning. Couldn't even give you 5 innings. And I know a lot of pitchers out here giving up 6 and 7 runs, but guess what? They get you into the sixth inning giving up the 6 or 7 runs.
I just don't devalue the starts that he's had.
I didn't say he was below average. Okay. I said he was average.
Okay.
The next player, we can't do this segment without talking about our guy. He's here every Tuesday. The name, left fielder, Ian Happ.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Gold Glover.
Ian Happ, my goodness.
I'm listening.
Ian Happ, yeah, no, Ian Happ gets a C. He's been way too streaky this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A C?
Yeah.
Average?
I'm going C. C for the Happ.
Okay.
He just like it just been going away too often this year. I have not felt the impact from Ian Happ that I have felt from many other players in that lineup.
Okay, let me give you some stats to
what's your grade?
Counter that. I'm going to give him a B.
Okay.
Still playing the Gold Glove defense in left field.
Okay.
As their leadoff guy, he's got a .342 on base percentage.
Which I do like watching him lead off games.
He sets the table. Yeah. He's also got 12 bombs. So he's on pace for 24 bombs. He's on pace to drive in 84. He's on pace to score over 100 runs in this offense. His OPS is .762, which isn't great, but like, it's not average.
Yeah.
He is an above average player, or at least he has been this season. I'm giving him a B straight up.
Okay. It hasn't felt like a B season for me in half.
C seems harsh.
Yeah, maybe
the way
I am
you just
grading.
Got on me about. Do you think, hold on.
Yeah.
Do you think Jameson Taillon has had a better season than Ian Happ?
I don't know.
Well, if the answer is no.
I agree with your grading.
If the answer is yes, you see what I'm saying? You can't sit here and give Jameson Taillon the B and give Ian Happ the C.
No, I gave him a B minus.
Okay.
I gave him a B.
You can't sit here and give Jameson Taillon a B minus, but then give Ian Happ
a
C.
But some of it is relative to expectations and also relative to the value of Jameson Taillon doing what he did, helping to hold a starting staff together while your two top starters were out of the rotation. But you've completely discounted that.
So WAR isn't everything, but yeah. WAR is a metric. I like OPS plus. He's 119, which is well over the 100, the standard. He's also on pace to be a 4 WAR player.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jameson Taillon has a negative WAR. Negative WAR.
So really, when you watch Ian Happ this year, you felt a B from Ian Happ. I have felt a streaky player this year.
I think all players are a little bit streaky, but
I just don't feel like we're coming in here talking about Ian Happ a whole lot in terms of what he has done production-wise this year.
Okay, that's fair. That's why I knew there would be disagreements. If you have an opinion, call us, text us, 312-644-6767. We're going to continue this. And, a lot of C's out here backing you up. Happ is a B+.
I mean, the numbers are good that you're given. It just, like, I guess this is one of those eye test things with Ian Happ. He just hasn't. You know what it's like to me? The comp for me is Seiya Suzuki. Last year, like, great numbers. It didn't feel great. There's something that felt empty about Seiya Suzuki last year that doesn't this year, and maybe that is because of the slug. It's the same thing with Ian Happ. Can't argue with the numbers you get. It has not felt like a B year.
I think the biggest difference between the Happ Seiya Suzuki comparison is the fact that Seiya already has 21 home runs at the halfway point. He had all of 21 off last year. But we will continue the discussion. Nico Horner, Michael Bush, what grade would you give them? That's coming up next. More Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, so we're handing out grades here on Raheem and Harris. Midterm grades is what we're calling them, because 81 games in, 81 games to go. The Cubs, 15 games over 500 at 48-33. First place in the National League Central. Mark Grody in. Layla has the day off. And came to a bit of a disagreement on one Jameson Taillon. Grody gives him a B-, I believe is the grade, Grody?
No. Oh, wait. Who? For who?
For Jameson Taillon.
Oh, for Taillon. Yeah, B minus.
And I said C.
Yeah,
straight up, because he's average.
I think he was a huge part in keeping the starting staff together in when they're down their two top starters.
A negative WAR for him. The team 8-8 in his starts.
They wins.
Eight wins.
Right.
But certainly not over 500.
But that's eight wins.
One of the things that's been pointed out to me by one David Haw is that you can't go with the starts and the wins and losses because Matthew Boyd, for instance.
You're
right.
So why are you hitting me with the 8-8?
Well, hold on. Okay. Hold on. Eight and eight in his starts this season. And the reason I can say I don't care about that is because that man's made 16 starts and only given up more than three runs once.
Boyd?
Yes.
Oh, Boyd has been terrific.
His ERA?
2.65. Oh, my God.
His fielding independent pitching is 3.55. You know what Jameson Taillon's is? His fielding independent pitching? Higher than that, 5.17. That's not good. So, I digress. Let's get back to it.
So you just brought up the name there, Matthew Boyd. I think we need to go ahead and grade Matthew Boyd. What's your grade on Matthew Boyd?
You guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for it.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
No, I'm dead serious here. Ready for this? A+. There it is. A+ for Matthew Boyd. And the what did you just say? 263?
265.
265 ERA that he has. Six shutout innings against the Cardinals where he walked nobody. And I'll admit, as with Hap and with Taillon, there is some in my head, the concoction is relative to expectations as well. And the literal value that he's had to the team. Matthew Boyd has been a star for the Cubs this year and has given them exactly what they needed when you didn't know he would give you anything. A+ for Mr. Boyd.
He's given up less than half the home runs that the aforementioned Jameson Taillon has given up.
God, you are out for Jameson Taillon. No, you're just it's out a
direct
for him.
It's a direct comparison.
Okay.
And he's got 82 strikeouts in 91 and two-thirds innings. The whip is lower. 1.102. The WAR is 1.7.
What's Taillon's whip?
It's low. It's very low. But you know what? It doesn't matter when you're giving up bombs.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bombs over Baghdad out here.
My fault now.
He should come out to Outkast.
It's a beautiful day.
Five home runs allowed in his last two starts.
It's a beautiful day.
Listen, I'm giving Matthew Boyd an A+.
Oh!
He's gotten the job done. I'm sorry. If you're telling me if he mirrors that, and this is how people should be looking at this. If you project this and multiply the stats so far times two,
I don't do math.
What grade would you
don't
give
them? Don't tell me to do
it's
math.
Just, it's just doubling up whatever you have, Grody. If he gets through this season and he's 14-6 with a 2.65 ERA and 162 strikeouts and 183 and a third innings and a 1.102, he'll be in the talks for the Cy Young voting. I'm not saying he's going to be winning or anything, but I mean, like, people will be giving him third and fourth place votes for Cy Young, perhaps.
Absolutely. He's that guy this year. Stay healthy, Mr. Boyd.
All right, we're going to go clean sweep on the A+s for Matthew Boyd. Look, man, prior to Shota Imanaga going down injured, that man, we can all probably agree on this, he was viewed as the stopper for the Cubs if there was any issues. Then he went down, and Matthew Boyd in his place became the stopper. So I have to agree on an A+ for Matthew Boyd.
There you go.
Now we're going to move back on to position players here because we've got a couple big ones, including this man, first baseman Michael Busch.
Wow.
Michael Busch gets an A for me.
Mm.
He gets an A for me. And I'm only going to add the after A thing, the A-. It's not really his fault, but I can't help it.
Oh, so it's an A-.
It's an A-.
A-, okay.
Because he's not out there every day, and he's not hitting against lefties. That's why he gets the A-.
Right.
But as far as doing his job, having an 800-plus OPS, he's been what you would ask for from a first baseman. I don't know what he can do against lefties because I haven't seen him enough against lefties. But as far as doing what he's supposed to do when he's out there, he's done it.
No doubt.
A-.
Talk about a guy who has taken an opportunity starting last year and run with it. I guess I'm going to be a little stricter on the grading based on the same principle you just gave, the fact that he is not trusted to hit lefties, that if you believe in Craig Counsell, you believe that he is not putting the Cubs in the best position to win to get four or five at-bats against lefties. For that, Michael Busch gets a B plus.
Okay, so we're talking about the Cubs midseason grades as we are at the 81 game mark here on Raheemy and Harrison, the score, Mark Grody in for Layla. And just to remind people what those splits are, against righties, the slash line is 300, 387 on base, 568 slug. That's against righties. Against lefties, which he's had far fewer bats, 243 plate appearances against righties, 41 plate appearances against lefties. He's batting 111 against lefties, a 220 on base, and a 139 slug, a 358 OPS against lefties. And that's why the minus is there.
Yeah, and I guess that there is small sample size, but some legitimacy to what Council is doing right now.
All right, we're going to move on to another position player here, Carson Kelly.
Ooh, boy.
Catcher.
Carson Kelly gets a B out of me. Solid B out of Carson Kelly. Carson Kelly has produced. He's had some rough times when Miguel Amaya went down, and he's on his road to recovery, by the way. Kelly had a bit of a slump, but now he looks like he's hit his way out of it, and he's been great. There's a reason he's one of the finalists for starter at catcher in the National League for the All-Star game.
I think he deserves that just based on the hot streak that he started the season with, and yeah, there's no doubt some of those numbers have waned, but we all knew that he was going to come down to earth. Nobody thought that he was going to continue that season at essentially at MVP level with some of the numbers that he has had and hopefully will at some point in time continue to have this year for the Cubs. Carson Kelly, with all of that in mind, really important to the staff, he gets a B from me. Carson Kelly. What did you give him?
A B.
Oh, okay.
All right, alignment
there. Same page, couple
of
Bs.
We're going to go from catcher straight across the diamond to second base, Nico Hoerner. What you got for him?
I'm going to go Nico Hoerner B. I'm going to go B for Mr. Hoerner. I mean, he's been, like, in terms of his approach at the plate and just how good he has been at contact, but the lack of the home run power, slug, all of that stuff is a little bit bothersome. His defense, though, outstanding for Mr. Hoerner. So I go B.
So this is the toughest grade I've given out. We know he leads.
You did have a complex look on your face there.
All of the second baseman and defensive run save, which ultimately that's the most important thing when you talk about second base,
yes,
the middle infield, the spine of the defense, if you will. And so I went back and forth. But here's why he gets, from me, a B+, even with the lack of slug. Because, man, let me tell you something. With runners in scoring position, this man is hitting .408 with a .434 on base percentage. And then his slug with runners in scoring position is somehow .500. In 76 at-bats, he's got 31 hits, 5 doubles, a triple, and driven in 31. It's crazy that with runners in score position, he has more extra base hits and more RBI than Dansby Swanson.
This is the anti-Swanson. Yeah.
He's only struck out 9 times in 83 plate appearances with runners in scoring position.
And as Coom pointed out on the broadcast last night, he hits no matter where he is in the order. Like,
maybe,
he's been all over the
maybe
order.
Maybe they should move him up.
The Cubs.
All right, we're running out of time because 5-on, it's coming up at the top of the hour, but I'm going to hit you an express grades. Two important grades we need to give out. I'll give you the name, you give the grades. Yeah. Cade Horton.
Cade Horton gets a C+.
Jordy?
I hate to say it, but I'm with you on that. C+, yeah.
All right, our final one, big one as well, from the bullpen, Daniel Palencia.
Daniel Palencia gets a flat out A.
I'm going to give him a B+.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it.
I'd like it to be a little less interesting. I wanted yesterday to be a little less interesting.
Okay. All right, so that's it. That's our midseason grades. We will talk more Cubs coming up. Jeff Blum's going to join us. He's actually, even though I know you know him as a White Sox member, he's actually doing analysis for the Space City Home Network. That would be the Astros broadcast. Plus, of course, 5 on it's going to touch on the Cubs. All that coming up and more. In fact, 5 on it's on the way right now here on Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.